Are you selling investment property, whether it be commercial or residential, and wanting to defer some of those capital gains to the tax man for a future date? There's something called a 1031 exchange. So if you want to know more about it, you want to tune into this episode, I'm going to unpack some basic details for you of exactly what you need to know. So let's get started. 1031 exchange. What is a 1031 exchange? The definition is actually that it's just a swap of one property for another. Now, when it pertains to real estate, there are some things to watch out for. So this is what we're going to cover in this video, some basic definitions about 1031 exchange so you can be informed on your next real estate transaction if this is for you. I'm Jen Hernandez. I've been a lender for lots of years, since 1995. I've helped thousands of families. And here on my channel, if you're new, if it's your first time, thank you and welcome. And I go over real facts, no BS. I like to get to the point so that you can make the best decision on your next home purchase. Stay tuned. 1031 exchange. Why is it called 1031 anyway? That's actually a code of a paragraph in the IRC. So why is it called 1031 anyway? So 1031 is a code and a paragraph in the Internal Revenue Code that the IRS uses for the rules of what you can do and what you can't. So the reason people use a 1031 exchange is to defer or to deflect and wait and put to the side their capital gains tax. Now, it's first very important that I let you know I am not a CPA. I'm not a tax professional. You definitely want to seek your own advice. This is meant to be just overview, informative, so let's get started. These are the key components of a 1031 exchange in regards to real estate. It needs to be for like-kind property. It needs to be an investment property, so in other words, used for business purposes, so you're not able to do this on a primary residence. There's no limit to how often you can do a 1031 exchange. And you get a tax break. You get to defer capital gains. So normally when you sell a property, there's a capital gains tax that you pay on the profit. Well, that is deferred because you're actually exchanging it or swapping it out, investing it in another property. So what is like kind anyway? It's actually not what you think. When I was researching, I thought, okay, a like kind property means if it's a single family residence, it has to be another single family residence. That's actually not the case. Like kind, according to this IRC, Internal Revenue Code, is when the property is a real estate property. You can actually exchange something like, let's say it's a shopping center, you can exchange it for a residential real estate property, for example. What a like-kind exchange is not is if you've got real property and you're actually exchanging it for not real property or intangible property. Intangible is like machinery, equipment, artwork, collectibles, that kind of thing. Now, again, remember, I'm not a CPA. I'm kind of stepping out of my lane here. I just want you to know enough to be dangerous so you know what questions to ask, okay? Also, something important to note is that the property must be located in the U.S. The property that you're swapping, the one that you currently own, and the one that you're swapping must be in the United States. In summary, do you want to swap an apartment building for a ranch? No problem. That is considered like property according to the IRS. Okay, so how does a 1031 exchange work? So you sell the property, you identify an intermediary. In fact, I'm going to put a link that I found in my research to intermediaries that you can use for 1031 down below in the description. So the intermediary holds the cash from the sale of your property. Now, you have 45 days to identify another property. You just have to identify it. It doesn't mean that you need to close on it. You're actually able to identify up to three properties in this scenario. Now, within the 180 days from the sale, so that's 6 months, you do have to close on the new property. So 45 days to identify, and you can identify up to three, and then you have to close on one of those three within 180 days. So some people ask questions like, hey, I used to have a vacation rental property, or I had a vacation home and then I later turned it into a rental property. Does that count to be able to qualify for a 1031 exchange? those are some nitty-gritty questions, so you definitely want to talk to someone more familiar with 1031 exchange. But the answer that I found when I was doing the research is that yes, you can if you've turned that vacation home into an income-producing rental property later on. So let me hear your questions. I will answer them or direct you to someone that can answer them. Make sure you see the notes, the description for the links I talked about, and you're probably maybe wanting to know more about investment properties in residential real estate, which is what I specialize in. I've got a playlist for you right here attached, so stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you later. Thank you so much for joining in. Please like, subscribe, leave us a review, and tune into future episodes where I'll unpack every week real facts, no BS about everything mortgage. Talk to you soon.